I just want to take this time to apologize for the things I've said on this podcast. I did mean all of it, but I may have come off a little strong, especially to Steve. I want to apologize for just the things I said that will hurt a little bit more after I beat you this week.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box, okay?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Okay, yeah, no. Sit down. Be humble.
No brainer, no brainer.
Sit down.
No, no, no.
Be humble.
God, it's not over.
Sit down.
Did we do the right thing?
Be humble.
Sit down. Be humble.
Have some fun and don't worry about winning. Let the chips fall when they fall.
Hello and welcome to the Bench Squad Podcast. I am your host, Robin Choi, with my co-host and our fearless commissioner, Brian Jun.
So, not really fearless, but I'll take it.
Yeah, no, I mean, no one else is doing it, and you have been doing it this whole time. So, unless someone else steps up, you're the fearless one.
All right.
We just finished week 5 of the fantasy season. We skipped last week's podcast. I know everyone's so busy with their lives, and we got things to do. But remember, that is not an excuse to not set your lineups. And I bring that up because week 6, ladies and gentlemen, we've got buys.
We've got buys, man.
All right, so we were going to make
this. How many buys you got, Robin?
This week, not too many. I don't know if I have any this week.
Oh, that's not bad.
I got lucky.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think week 7 is the big one, right?
Next week is going to be rough. Yeah. Yeah. Whoever I'm playing next, or not next week, but week 7, lucky break. Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, what?
No, I was going to say, speaking of my team, let's go into the winners of week 5. Let's go first. My team, the Fantasy football team, has beaten the Hairy Christians 141-93. All my homies, Pat My Chubb, has beaten the I Hope You Lose 134-117. The Fresh Prince of Hilaire in a close, very, very close shootout against I'm projected 6 now, upside down smiley face, also known as a frown, 134.47-133.31. Was there a stat correction, Brian?
There was not. And wow, he is really on top of his game. He already switched up his name.
Yeah, I mean, Steve has been the most on top of his name, but the least creative, and I hate reading it out. It's the same thing.
Hey, he updates his picture too, so I think that's like, you know, that's bonus points.
I've never noticed the picture. No, okay, I'll be on the lookout, Steve.
Yeah.
The next game, roster for sale, previously QBs for sale, has beaten Saquon D's Butts 108-68.
Another nail biter of a game.
Mm-hmm. That's mean. And then finally, Team Che has beaten Team Ron Artest in a close game as well, 112-108. Overall, pretty good week for most teams. There's some high scoring weeks, which like in a non BPR, pretty like we have what 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that have more than 130 points.
Yeah. We got a lot of high scores, and you know. Sorry, I'm so mean today. I don't know.
It's because no one came on. We said if they come on the show, then we'll roast them less. But now we have to roast them more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of roasting, let's go into our divisional standings. On the pancake side, we have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air leading 4-1. Team Ron Artest and Team Che close behind 3-2. I Hope You Lose 2-3. And I'm projected 6 now, 1-4. On the other side, we got Party Division. All Mahomes, Pat My Chubb 3-2. With tied in first with the Fantasy football team 3-2. And Roster for Sale 3-2. Roster for Sale, like that team name, you got to change it up because you're tied for first in the division now.
Yeah, somehow roster for sale is 3-2. I have no idea how that's happening, but
and even more surprising, well, is the bottom of the list. But before that, we have Saquon D's Butts 2-3, hanging in there, and then Harry Christians 1-4. We thought he was going to do great. Suffered a couple injuries. I think week 3 really brought him down.
Yeah, I think our preseason rankings, I don't know if you remember them, but that was Paul and Chankoy at the very top. And right now, I mean, obviously, long season, still a lot to go, but right now they have some catch-up work to do.
Yep, I agree.
And also, I just looked at roster for sale. So the secret to his 3-2 record is a very strong defense. He has the least amount of points allowed.
Ah.
And he also has the third most points scored, only above Harry Christians and Saquon D's Butts.
Wow.
So overall, he's kind of like the Bears, you know? 3-2, but, you know, they're ugly games. ugly, low-scoring games.
Yeah, but you come out with a loss, and on paper, it looks good. At the end of the day, the scoreboard, it looks good.
Exactly.
I'm just pointing out my team is number 5, and just very mediocre all around.
Hey, but we were expecting for first.
Tied for first. All right, let's go into the matchups this week. First one we have is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's go to your game first against Alma Holmes, Pat My Chubb.
Let's do it.
All right, we got Jalen Hurts, Ezekiel Elliott, Damian Harris, Terry McLaurin, Mike Williams, Kyle Pitts on the bye, CeeDee Lamb, Broncos, and Tyler Bass in your current lineup. On the other side of the ball, on Tim's team, we have Pat Mahomes, Nick Chubb, Zach Moss, DJ Moore, Jamar Chase, Travis Kelce, Antonio Brown, and the Bills defense, and Jason Myers. What are you going to do about your bye week? By the way, we don't have a subsection or what sub-segment today, so we're going to improv it. We're going to think of something on the fly, hopefully. If not, we're just going to talk about the games, and that's it.
Yeah, dude, I'm not creative, so we're leaning heavily on you. Yeah, honestly, I think my only bye problem is the tight end, and so I'm probably just going to pick up anybody and see how they do.
Yeah. Talk to me about your team while I look up some tight end free agents right now.
Yeah, so honestly, I keep on trying to trade Mike Williams, but nobody wants him. And he just continues to play well, so I guess I'm just going to keep him, I guess.
I'll take him.
Yo, dude, let's talk then. Let's talk.
Okay, we'll talk offline.
Yeah, actually, your brother sent me a really good trade that I'm still considering. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah? Should we talk about it on the air? On air?
Sure. Let's put it full blast, all right? So, he offered... let me figure it out real quick. So I'm giving Zeke and the newly injured Clyde Edwards-Despair.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered it to me today, so I'm pretty sure it's with full knowledge that he is hurt.
Right. Wait, how many weeks is he out for?
It seems like it'll be 3.
3, okay.
3 at the minimum. So we will see how much longer... But then they were optimistic that it would just be 3.
Okay.
And he would be trading Mixon, Leonard Fournette, and Marquise Brown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, because Fournette's on the up. And I think, like, he was, when I was drafting, one of the things I saw was, like, Fournette was one of the sleepers this year that might come through. Like, as Tampa Bay develops their offense and... Now that they have all the receivers too,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Zeke, I feel like he's so like gameplay like game dependent, right? Like depending on how much they need to run or they need to pass, like because he's such a good blocker, right? You have those up and downs. Like he still has a pretty like lower ceiling for an elite running back.
I don't know. So Dallas has actually become the second most run-heavy team, only behind Cleveland right now. And they're actually supporting, what's it called? The duo. Oh, I forget what it was. But it's like, I think Tony Pollard is almost a top 10 running back too.
Yeah.
So they are running a ton. But then I do definitely understand that... I think there is a lot of risk with Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty streaky even before he got hurt, and now he's hurt. And then I think there is some concern about Joe Mixon's health, too. He's been questionable, but he's still been scoring well, and I do think Leonard Fournette and Marquise Brown are on the up. But
Brown is on the up.
Yeah, it's a hard one for me though, because I'm trying to actually improve at running back because I am starting to have too many wide receivers. So I'm trying to get rid of some receivers, and I would give away two running backs here. So I'm not sure. We'll see.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you bring up with a two running back set. Is like, a lot of teams this year are finding success. Like you said, the Browns, the Cowboys, the Bears even, the Rams. I saw the Rams, a little sneak peek into the waiver wire. I am putting money down on Sonny Michel because he had a good game. I know it was against, the Seahawks or whatever, but he had a good game, even with Henderson having a good game. So, like, I agree with you. So if the running backs are not as valuable as they used to be, or because the supply is greater, that's a different way to look at these trades.
Yeah, it is. And like, I think, that's definitely something to think about because, what's it called? I haven't given an answer to Chancor yet, but I'm just going to put it out here right now. I think it's a very good trade offer, but the only thing that I'm worried about is I have so many wide receivers and then I would have like no running backs.
Yeah.
So I think that's something I got to think about.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is the 3 weeks while you're missing him for three weeks. Yeah. And you still have that bye in the 12th week.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Who do you got in this game?
Yo, man, it's pretty rough out here, dude. I got the Kim back-to-back matchups. Now I had to fight Steve, and now I got to go against Tim. I don't know if I can make it out alive of this one.
That's the duo set that you don't want. We were talking about running back duos. Like, that's the Kim duos, man.
The Kim duo, that's a tough back-to-back matchup. And, I don't know. It's a weird thing about my team because, just on paper, it just doesn't feel like I should win very many of these matchups. But I just I kind of have not lost, you know?
I mean,
so I feel like it has to even out at some point.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give this game to Tim. I'm looking at his current lineup with Travis Kelce on it, who had a bad game. Or not a bad, like just a whatever game.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the Kelce is a big swing because I'm going to be starting a waiver wire tight end, and he's got the best tight end, so I think that's a big gap.
Yeah.
That I'll have to make up.
Oh yeah, we were going to talk about picking up a tight end. My tight end waiver pickup choice of the week is going to be Robert Tonyan against Chicago. Chicago has been pretty notorious for being bad against the tight end, and I feel like this year we're still pretty vulnerable.
Let me find him because I had not thought about it yet, but I like the suggestion. So, spoiler alert, anybody who's trying to get tight ends on the waiver wire, you won't have me for competition. I'll probably just pick up someone who's remaining. Yeah, thank you, though.
All right, next matchup, we have I hope you lose against Roster for Sale. On the IHOP side, Andy's team, we got Joe Burrow, Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Cortland Sutton, Marquise Brown, Dallas Goedert, Leonard Fournette, Colts defense, and Matt Prater currently in this lineup. Justin Herbert. Oh, on the other side, we have Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Damian Williams, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Godwin, Mike Gesicki, Dalvin Cook, the Falcons defense, and Greg Zuerlein. Couple buys here. The new segment for this week is buy, buy, buy.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. So we're introducing the new segment, buy, buy, buy. Buy, buy, buy. Bye bye.
You don't even need the sound clip. We got shoot, man.
I gotta do it every time though. Falcons defense is on a bye. And some injuries here is to note. Dallas Goedert is out. Another tight end for Andy. So not only is that trade gonna be rejected, but now you guys have to fight for a tight end on the waiver wire. Joe Burrow, I believe he's supposed to play. I think he got karate chopped in the neck or something. That was him, right?
It was.
Yeah, so I think he should play. He's been pretty solid. What do you think about this matchup? Yeah.
Man, it's... This one is a really tough one. I think this is going to be... pretty close. You know, I was trash talking Joe Ha's team, but you know, you can never undermine like a good defense, you know? So like who knows if the defense strikes up again and Chanko can only score like 70 points, there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
I really like the Herbert and Eckler duo.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I think the Chargers are a really strong team this year. But I'm going to go with Chancor this week. I feel like Derrick Henry. Oh, wait, Derrick Henry's against Buffalo. That is going to be that's going to be an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Buffalo has like by far looked like the best defense, but obviously Derrick Henry has looked unstoppable.
Right.
So that'll be very interesting to see what happens.
Oh. Yeah, like but the, like Mixon's gonna run all over Detroit.
That's
right.
True.
Andy's side. Cortland Sutton. I think he still has another week without Jerry Jeudy. Mm-hmm. Marquise Brown, like you said, we're talking about him. He's on the up. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, like
Baltimore Chargers, that could be another shootout, just that, like the Browns and Chargers was last week. And was that like 100 total points scored? That was ridiculous.
I think that this one's gonna be a crazy game because it's gonna be. Two teams that can run with both the quarterback and running backs and can pass. Like, it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, it should be a lot of points.
I'm surprised that's a – I mean, yeah, that's a 10 a.m. game.
Oh, geez.
Or 10 a.m. for us. Ha-ha. Chris Godwin. I see Chris Godwin is in Joe's lineup as a wide receiver. And then flex Dalvin Cook, questionable. I feel like Dalvin Cook, the Vikings, if they're smart and follow the trends, they should use Madison more because Madison is so good. So I fear for Dalvin Cook rest of the season. And this game, yeah, just like Stafford sitting on the bench against the Giants. Yeah, I would still play Herbert, I guess. Oh, wait. Joe has Robert Tonyan.
Oh, I was like, where is this guy? I was like looking at the waivers and I was trying to find him. And I was like, okay, I'll find him later.
I just exposed myself that I have another league. I don't. I was looking at, what is this? Huh? What? All right. I just want to give Joe the win because of Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler. I feel like that's putting too many eggs in a basket. So, no, I'm still going to give it to Joe.
Wow, yeah. This one is a tough one. Like, the teams, it's, like, really hard to tell which way it's going to go. I think Cordell Patterson on a bye is kind of unfortunate. I think the law of fantasy football is about to even out, and I think Chanko is finally going to get that win.
Okay.
He's gonna get some points on Joe this week.
All right, I think this game is going to be won by within 5 points or like 30.
You know All right. Yeah. We'll write it down.
All right. Next game, we have Team Ron Artest against Harry Christians.
Oh, boy.
Ron Artest has Tom Brady, Aaron Jones, Melvin Gordon, Tyreek Hill, Adam Thielen, Dawson Knox, Keenan Allen, Panthers defense, Justin Tucker. And the Harry Christians, Josh Allen, Josh Jacobs, Mike Davis, A.J. Brown, Michael Pittman Jr., Noah Fant, Marvin Jones Jr., Ravens defense, and Harrison Butker. No buys. Oh, no, Mike Davis. Bye, 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 bye. Yeah, Mike Davis on bye. So he's got a – he has Devin Singletary against Tennessee, with pairing that with Josh Allen, which I think that's good. I mean, can't hurt, right?
I think Christian McCaffrey might be back this week, actually.
Oh, really?
There are some rumblings that he might be back.
Ooh.
So yeah, that could be a game changer depending on if he plays or not.
Yeah. Then but even still, I would put in Singletary and then take out Marvin Jones.
Yeah, yeah. I would do that. Oh, you know, and actually this is pretty rough because Calvin Ridley is hurt too. Yeah, Paul's team is just kind of wrecked right now.
Yeah. That is rough.
Looking so pretty for Paul.
Do you think Do you think he can make a trade here? Like, would anyone in our league want McCaffrey? I don't know, for like a McCaffrey plus something for a 2 for 2, maybe like fix his team up a bit with these injuries.
You know, yeah. Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I think I tried trading Mike Williams and Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Christian McCaffrey when he got hurt. And then it was turned down.
Wow.
So you'll have to offer something better than that, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah. While he was out, that was the case.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That was like when he got hurt, I offered it.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, then he would have to change his team name and everything. So
I know, right? And yeah. I would have to change my team name. It would have been a whole mess.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
All right. On Matt's team... you got Tyreek Hill, who's, I mean, like, always due for a good game. Keenan Allen, I've been hearing, is getting a lot of his targets taken away by Mike Williams. Dawson Knox is up, one of the tight ends that are trending right now. Tom Brady against the Eagles should have a good game.
He also has Lamar on the bench.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. I would play Lamar. Oh, yeah. I would play Lamar over Tom Brady.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I feel like it's really you can't go wrong. Like, I feel like both of them will do well.
Yeah.
That's a hard choice every week.
Yeah. And Lamar did the whole, like, do you think the teams have figured you out? Or, like, doubt it. this one, the ESPN fantasy projections for this win probability is 62% team Ron Artest. But that is with Mike Davis in the lineup.
I feel like that's one of the highest we've seen.
Yeah, that is. I've never, like, even with, like, one player scoring, like, 15 points, it doesn't get to 62%.
Yeah.
Boom. Man, yeah, I'm going to give this game to Matthew.
Yeah, I think it would be a pretty big upset if Matthew lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at his player rankings too, wow, look at all these single digits. His players are doing really pretty well. And then on Paul's side, he has one single digit. Josh Allen has been good, though.
Josh Allen is a beast.
Yeah.
Man, that's rough. Tough to see. Hate to see it. Moving on. Team Che versus Saquon D's Butts. We got Adam's team, Dak Prescott, DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon, D.K. Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, T. Higgins, 49ers defense, and Brandon McManus. Saquon D's Butts has Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Darren Waller, Deontay Johnson, Steelers DST, Jason Sanders. Any buys here?
Yeah, I feel like Adam has some pretty rough buys.
Oh, yeah. Team Che has the 49ers buy. Buy, 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 buy. On the other side, Saquon Barkley, that ankle injury was rough. That swolled up like nuts. I remember in the Vision Center, I was playing Anthony Ping one-on-one when he was younger, and he's such a little shecky sometimes. I like wanted to like not let him get near the hoop, and he broke my ankles. Well, I jumped, and I didn't have my shoes tied, okay? But it swolled up like that.
And it swolled up.
I feel like you can't play with that. Like, I know he's a professional athlete and they have professional trainers, but there's no way you can have a good game after that.
Yeah, he's going to be out for some time.
That's rough. With Daniel Jones questionable too? I don't know. Yeah, no, he's not coming back. Daniel Jones, the way when he got up and tried to go back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
Yeah, that was, man. That was after you do like the elephant thing 10 times and then try to. Ooh, he didn't know. That's mean. Yeah. Does he have a backup quarterback? Derek Carr.
Denver. That's a tough matchup, too, though, Denver. He struggled in Chicago. I don't know. It could be tough.
Yeah. With the new head coach, though, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. New head coach.
This game, though. I like Prescott against New England. New England's defense doesn't look very good.
Yeah, that's why he drafted Prescott and Wilson. He knew if one of them got hurt, he still had the other.
Yeah. Man, yeah. That's
That's why you draft two top quarterbacks, guys.
Two, yeah, and sometimes at this rate, we might need three.
Yeah, just like the Joe Ha strat.
Yep. Three on your lineup, less on the waiver. I can't give it to you, Like without Saquon, you have Kareem Hunt still. Stephon Diggs can have a good game.
Well, and Stephon Diggs and Cooper Kupp, though. I don't know.
And if Carr has a good game, you couple up Darren Waller with Carr. Okay. On the other side, TJ Hockenson is having a rough time.
Yeah, he's been slumping pretty hard.
Justin Jefferson. Still solid, and we were talking about we weren't talking about him earlier. I saw purple and I was thinking Ravens. But Minnesota against Carolina, if McCaffrey's back, that might be a higher scoring game. Oh, Kamara's out.
Yeah, if there is a week to beat Adam, I feel like it would be this week because Alvin Kamara and Debo Samuel are both huge players for him. And he's got none of them, but unfortunately, his team is dying.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, after this little deep dive, I can see it being closer.
Yeah, no, I could. Because, I really think, It really looks like a DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson against Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp kind of matchup to me. And I don't know. It's kind of close.
Yeah, and then you add in Kareem Hunt in there.
Yeah, I mean, Adam has a small advantage or maybe big advantage at quarterback, but honestly, it's a pretty even one.
Yeah, okay. I can see it. I think does have higher ceiling.
Do you have a quarterback recommendation for over here?
Okay, if he doesn't want to Sorry about that sound. I don't know if that's annoying or not. quarterback.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to go,
if he doesn't want Carr against Denver. Let's see. All right, and when we got Tannehill against Buffalo, that's a no. Mayfield against Arizona, probably not. Trevor Lawrence against Miami. Okay, that's
impossible.
Yeah, I wouldn't play Justin Fields against Green Bay, unless Justin Fields is the man that we've been waiting for, and he crushes Green Bay's defense, which doubt it. Roethlisberger against Seattle, no way, right?
No. I mean, I think that's a floor play. Like, I don't think he won't lose you the week, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because he's
trending up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, because Russell Wilson's out. It's not going to be a high-scoring game.
Seattle's defense has not been good.
Yeah, they're going to be running the ball a lot, and Ben is going to be at least just, like, maintaining the game, I think. Okay. Ben Roethlisberger, but I wouldn't pick Roethlisberger over Derek Carr.
I agree. Hey, you know, I think this is a gutsy call right here, a little bit bold. But the guy that you dropped,
yeah,
I just saw that.
Oh shoot!
There's potential here for a Heinicke game here.
Yeah. No. Now that you mention it, I might need a quarterback as well. My quarterback pickups have been just bust after bust.
Yeah, I mean, Heinicke had a rough last week, but what is it? There's a stat that Kansas City is giving up 7 yards per play, which is almost like a historical high. Dang. And like, obviously, you got to score to keep up with Kansas, and their defense is bad. Yeah, I don't know. Tyler Heinicke could be a play here.
Well, Taylor Heinicke could be a play for the rest of the season.
That's true. He's not bad. He's not bad.
Okay. Let me just put down a bid real quick.
All right. You know, yeah. Be aware, if you want the Heinicke, you got a bid.
Yeah. Just everyone listen to how many clicks I'm putting down, okay?
I heard 2 clicks and I feel like that's not accurate.
Oh, I did 4.
All right. Oh, okay.
Tiebreaker order is 6. Okay, we'll see. All right, moving on. Enough about me. With the quarterback, Taylor Heinicke looks good. And lastly, yeah, you could take a shot on Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Final game. We have Steve. I'm projected 6th now for round against me, fantasy football team. Steve has Kyler Murray, Antonio Gibson, James Robinson, Devante Adams, Tyler Lockett, Dalton Schultz, Alexander Mattison, Bucks defense, and Younghoe Koo. Koo Younghoe.
Gotta say the proper cream.
Yeah. And against my beast of a man, Sam Darnold. Najee Harris, Darrell Henderson, Mike Evans, Laviska Shenault, I'm taking him out, Mark Andrews, Jonathan Taylor.
He's been benched on air.
I might drop him on air. Jonathan Taylor, Patriots defense, and Daniel Carlson.
Lamarnold.
Yeah, if I fix my quarterback situation, which I'm hoping
dude,
to.
Dude, every time you start a quarterback, single
cursed,
digits.
Cursed. I don't know how I win sometimes. Like, if I just put like any other quarterback most times, like, I feel like I could win. I feel good about my team rest of the season, but this is a good team I'm playing against. Like, I'm surprised Steve is 1-4.
He's 1-4. He's not a good team. You got this one.
Wow.
In the bag.
That's a scary looking team. Tyler Lockett, though, as your wide receiver two, can he still stay a wide receiver two without Russell?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like Geno Smith really liked DK Metcalf. And also, I'm not sold on Geno Smith to begin with.
Yeah, but Geno Smith. Hey, I'm walking here. That sounds like such an old name. Like he should not be playing in the NFL. But, okay, it's a Tyler Lockett, though. He's gotten nothing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I still think Steven's going to win.
I feel like you got this. I'm like really liking your matchups you have right here. Like Najee against Seattle. We were just talking about how Seattle's very runnable. And then you got Daryl Henderson against New York, another bad team, and they should be even worse next week.
True.
And you also got Jonathan Taylor against Houston, another terrible team. I'm liking your matchups here. And I feel like, what's it called? This guy keeps starting the Buccaneers defense, and it's like 50-50 on whether they score positive or negative.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I'm going negative on this game against Philly in Philadelphia. I feel like Philly can do something here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to lean because Amari Cooper against New England, I said that was going to be a good game.
He doesn't even have a kicker.
Yeah, he doesn't. I'm like, Younghoe Koo. Younghoe Koo is on bye. Bye. I don't want to talk about him. But he's in the conversation, I feel like. More in a PPR situation, but here. Emmanuel Sanders had a big game last week. 17 points.
He did. I think he's starting to get up there in reliability.
Man, I'm struggling in my wide receivers. If anyone wants to do a trade, Mike Williams, owner, Brian John, commissioner. but yeah, okay. If Dalvin Cook comes back and Alexander Mattison is less of the isn't the starting running back, and McCaffrey doesn't come back, so Chuba is out of there. I'm feeling good. I like to see Tyler Lockett staying on your lineup, Steve. Please. who else are you gonna put in?
Yeah, honestly,
like Jameson Crowder, who's on a bye.
Yeah, so I
you literally have no other wide receivers.
Yeah. He might look to pick it up. So,
dude, that sucks for you so bad. That you have zero wide receivers. You know what you should do? You should just trade Kyler Murray to me. I'll give you a wide receiver, and then you can give me a running back as well because my wide receivers are not Tyler Lockett. I'm sorry. Matchup of the week. I give myself the win.
I give it to you as well.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. I'm not going to take that much time to edit this, so if I'm too loud, sorry. I feel like this was a very... I don't know why I was so excitable this one. Maybe it was because of the new segment that we did. That one I'm bringing back for sure.
Mm-hmm. Every week. next.
How many more weeks we got?
I think it's 13 is the last week of buys.
Yeah,
so.
Beautiful. We're just after next week, we'll pass the 1/3 mark of this season, which is, it's been like such a long season already. It feels like I'm enjoying it. A lot of fun. A lot of injuries. It's rough out here. I get it, but, Stay on top of your game. Make sure to check the waivers tonight. I'm gonna edit it and post it tonight for sure. So that so that you can get our sound advice. But yeah, get on the waiver wire. Plan ahead. We got buys coming up. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. Anything else you got, Brian?
Have a good week, everyone.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.